we all need sensory rest, that we need spaces in our lives where we can pause and be restored. And I think that can be tricky for us. So that's really what we're talking about is, you know, recognizing, first of all, what spaces make me feel good and peaceful? What spaces are restful in my life? And then now Suze is saying, you know, what's the opposite of that for us? You know, her, it's clutter or something that's too perfect.
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand,
and we're all hanging out in your favorite place together.
You know what can be scary? Clutter and chaos. And we all know what that's like. So this week, we are going to talk through that, what it looks like to have not only physical clutter, but sometimes our hearts and minds and souls can get cluttered, and also about chaos and creativity. So we're hitting on a lot of different things today, but we think it will help all of us feel like we have a calmer life by the end.
Yeah, I think that we are going to be all over the map on this. And I think that's okay.
Yeah.
Honestly, I do. So today's confession question, and I hope that you'll ask this of maybe a good friend or in your small group, because it can really open up conversation about chaos, clutter, and creativity. Mm-hmm. But what's your favorite room in your house and why?
I would say my bedroom, just because of the colors, everything that I have in there is very intentional. And so it is an atmosphere of like rest and calming. But I also have a desk and my books that are like stacked. And so that's also an inspiration. So my room is a place of rest. And then it's also a place where some of those ideas happen from reading. And I love the way that it looks and that it just invites for me to just chill out the minute I walk into that room.
Yeah. Mine is a room without walls. It's my patio.
I like your patio.
Yes, we have a patio that overlooks a little pond that has lots of turtles and bullfrogs and various other creatures
giant bullfrogs.
They're awesome. And I spent much of my childhood running around outdoors catching things like that. So whatever I'm in that setting, it just makes me feel more lighthearted. And so I basically live out there. Like, unless it's just blazing hot or freezing cold, I'm on that patio morning, afternoon, evening, as much as I can get out there.
Yeah. So my favorite room in the house is actually my office. And I can't say that that has always been, because until about 6 months ago, it was upstairs. And honestly, it felt like claustrophobic to me. And so I would end up sitting down on the couch and working. And so I moved everything downstairs in the front room that's meant to be the dining room. And I can open the shades and I can see everything. I can see trees. I can watch mamas going by pushing babies in a stroller. And something happened in that room because it became so light and bright and airy that it became a really favorite place for me.
So when I'm thinking about favorite places, I don't know if anybody's read about the psychology of color and stuff. So is there any colors that just kind of bring rest to you that like calm you?
Yeah.
Because I know you have yours like blue.
Light blue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it is. It's very peaceful and it's very comforting. Like a dark, deep red would not be, I would not be great to have that around me.
And I like white.
Yeah.
Just lots of white. There's tons of white in my house.
Yeah.
And I like that. And someone came in and was like, oh, you know, I don't like white cabinets, which isn't very nice to say, but anyway,
I like them.
And they said, white is not a color. And I was like, white is totally a color. It's my favorite color. White is my favorite color.
Well, we started this conversation about clutter and we brought up the favorite room because there's sometimes you can have a favorite room or a favorite place, but be in a season where you're overwhelmed with clutter and it feels like there's no favorite place to go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I also, as we talked, I said, well, there's different levels of clutter. And so as we begin to talk about that, I said, for me to go into like a perfect environment is intimidating to me. Like if it's squeaky clean and completely Like, yeah. I want some warmth in there. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, there have been times and seasons in my life where I just can't stay on top of stuff and everything's in a clutter and everything's in a mess. And it messes with me too.
Yeah. And really the reason we're talking about this is because the last episode we had Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith.
Yes.
Come and share with us about rest. And she really expanded our definition of what rest means. And in particular, we were intrigued by her idea that we all need sensory rest, that we need spaces in our lives where we can pause and be restored. And I think that can be tricky for us.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So that's really what we're talking about is, you know, recognizing, first of all, what spaces make me feel good and peaceful? What spaces are restful in my life? And then now Suze is saying, you know, clutter. What's the opposite of that for us? You know, it's clutter or something that's too perfect.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I have to have order.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like squeaky clean, but I need order in a way that I have realized is a little quirky, but part of who I am.
No,
so
it's good.
If I get stressed, I organize my closet sometimes.
you need to come over to my house.
Yes.
So, yeah. So that's why we're talking about this. It's not so much the home decor side of it, but just creating spaces where we can rest.
Yeah.
And when we were talking about this earlier, why I think that this is an important thing is because certain things trigger me and clutter is one of those, but sometimes things just pile up and that's okay. Like we're in a busy season, we've got deadlines, whatever it is, we've got kids
yes.
and things just kind of get out of place. But that is something that does trigger me. But I notice when my favorite room is cluttered, that usually means that I have a cluttered heart. You know, I don't know if that there is just a connection for me that when I am just not in a place to be able to handle it, then I feel like I see signs of chaos all around me. Like my car, there's like, you know, Taco Bell, you know, you know, paper bags in the back, or there's just a stack of things that I'm like, oh, I'll get to that later. And then weeks later, it's still there.
Yeah.
So that's something that's tied to peacefulness, but it's not about being creative because I like to make a mess when I'm in a mode where I want to just create something.
Yeah.
So I don't mind chaos there, but I need to be able to clean it up quickly.
So it's kind of knowing ourselves, and it's also knowing our seasons, because when I had three children under the age of two and I lived in a little house with maybe two closets in the whole house, and it was a little, and this term is not going to be familiar to many in the world, but it's called a shotgun house. And that doesn't mean that like we had guns in the house. It means that you could see through the front door all the way to the back door. There was nothing stopping you. So in that house, there was no way I could ever stay on top of it. There just wasn't.
Yeah.
And yet there was something inside of me that said, I'm in this season where I'm pulled in a lot of different ways. It's a beautiful season. It's a hard season. If I can have one space in this house where I can just go sit and it's not filled with laundry and toys and I can just be. And it doesn't have to be big. It can be a corner, but it is clutter-free and it's inviting. Then that brought peace to my soul. So knowing ourselves and knowing our seasons, I think, is really important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for both of you, what's the difference between a creative mess and clutter?
Okay.
Ooh.
And this is where we're all so different. I'm sanding my deck, and I think I talked about this four episodes ago. I'm also in a season where having the time to go out and completely sand and stain a deck and it's creative for me. So when I say that and somebody's like, oh, poor Susie, no, I really like doing this. Mm-hmm. For me, it's messy because it's unfinished, but it's also in progress, and I know that. Yeah. So that's not clutter to me.
Yeah.
That's in process.
Yeah.
So I'm cool with in process if I know it's going to get done.
Well, even watching your countenance, telling those two different stories.
Yeah.
Like looking at you, I wish our listeners could see, but Suze, when she was talking about the shotgun house, it was like she dropped her head a little.
Yeah.
Like she lost some energy. Yeah. And then now she's talking about this deck and her eyes are bright and her voice is clear and she's, you know, clearly energized. So maybe that's a big part of it. Asking like, does this energize me or does this drain me?
Yeah. Yeah. That is a good question. So what, You know, Jennifer, when you think about it, because good grief, you have so many projects going on all the time. And as a creative, you do.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So for you, what feels like clutter to you in that?
Stacks of paper, you know, like stacks of paper or stacks of shoes. I've got two teenage daughters and they are the cutest slobs you will ever meet. And my husband, he, like when I will come home and I'll see a mess and I'll apologize, they do not even notice it.
Right.
It does not trigger them. It does not bother them. None of that matters to them, but it matters to me. So it's different. We're all completely different. And so if there's just piles and I know that that's not where they belong, to me, that's clutter. Because like you need order and everything has this place, right?
Yeah.
You know, well, sometimes when you're the woman of the home, you're the only one who knows where the place is for everything, right?
I'm going to flip this though, because when you were saying that, I got so tickled because last night I saw Richard walk past me with four pair of my shoes in his hands on his way to the closet.
Yeah.
Not saying a word, not griping about it, not anything. He just picked up four different pair of shoes because when I come in from outside, I drop them at the door. I'm a barefoot kind of girl. So if I come in with shoes, they're going to go down. And there's some of you out there who are like, so Susie, take him to the closet. You're so right.
Yeah.
But I haven't. And he just went by and he dropped them in the closet. He saw them.
Yeah.
I should love him more and put my shoes.
Well, I have to tell you a really cute story. My oldest daughter, Whitley, when she was 18 months old, this has always been a little frustration, and I know I'm allowed to share this, but like, you know, my husband leaves everything everywhere. Well, my daughter is kind of like, she likes things to be in place too. So she came into my room and she saw his shirt laying there and she picks it up and she hands it to her daddy and says, "Hun, like, do something with this." And I knew what she was showing what I do to him.
Yeah.
And that was just her natural thing is like, it doesn't go here, hon. Like, here you go. Put it up. You know? What will help us like create that space that brings joy and peace and creativity instead of chaos and clutter and maybe stress?
Yeah.
I think first, just like we've been talking about a little, is recognizing there's a link between our outer worlds and our inner well-being.
Yeah.
You know, and pausing to evaluate that, you know, how much clutter is in my home and how much clutter is in my heart. And, you know, I think also it can go the other way where I know if I have to have everything really orderly, there's probably something going on too. You know,
that's true.
Like, it's so for me, I can watch that and be like, okay, am I like stressing myself out unnecessarily? And that's usually a reflection of that going on internally too. Mm-hmm. So I think pausing.
Absolutely.
And then maybe saying like on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, where one is everything's like hospital sanitary.
Yeah.
And 10 is, you know, you're on hoarders. Like, what, where on that scale do you feel best?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's good. So, because I think it's a little different for everyone. It'd probably be helpful to ask the people in your house too. Because if you're a 2 and you're married to someone who's an 8, like, there's going to be some conversations.
Right.
What makes the two of you feel best is going to be different.
Right.
So maybe just pausing to evaluate first.
Right. And I also think that we have to give ourselves grace for the different seasons in our life, because I love walking into my home, like when I've been gone and I left it clean when I left, you know what I'm saying? And I walk in and it's just welcoming and it's just not cluttered. And I love that. But about a month ago, my house flooded. I had a washing machine that went rogue and it flooded my whole downstairs. And so right now I'm living with no baseboards. My carpet is dry, but it's water damaged. We're waiting on all the insurance stuff that's going on and I don't like it. I don't like it. It feels unfinished. I work from home. Everything that was in the living room is somewhere else. But it's a season.
Right.
It's a season. This is not forever. It's not going to hurt me. And so we have seasons in our life where we give ourselves tons of grace and latitude and just say, you know, this is okay. Right. This is how it is right now.
Yep.
And for the woman who maybe feels like your house is just completely chaotic and you have little kids and you're working really, really hard, I just want to tell you, when I go home to see my mom, the things that I love so much are not that the house was completely clean. It was her and what the smells of the house and the foods and the snacks. And that's the same way with my girls. They don't see it. And when they miss me and when they're having a hard time, they don't say, "Mama, I just really wish you would organize my closet." They say, "Mom, will you make me my favorite snack? Or will you sit here and watch this movie with me?"
Yeah.
So all of these things that maybe bother us are really not what our kids notice, and they're not the main things. So what I will do is I set a timer for 20 minutes and I'm like, for 20 minutes, just clean up the clutter. And I'll do that too. And then when that's off, then I stop.
Yeah.
You know, so that's really helped me with my daughters and with my husband, is just we can, you know, we can tidy up just a tiny bit and not have it be this whole all day thing.
Well, you know what I hear you saying is Mom, you are her favorite room.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You are her favorite room.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when we realize that, like those seasons that we go through, they're not going to be priority. I mean, they're not going to knock us down.
No.
We care about them, but they're not going to knock us down.
And where do you think that my daughters go when they want to have a talk with me? It's in my room. It's in my favorite place.
Yeah.
And that just clicked with me. But yeah, so I think that's so neat. I love it.
And I love you shared, you know, a practical tip about setting a timer for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's a clutter related practical tip. I wonder if we could share some creativity related practical tips. Because I think we need both. We need a way to take away the clutter.
I agree.
But then I think most of us struggle to add the creativity.
Right. You know? Right. Restoration is my jam.
Yeah.
It just is on any level. Restoration is my jam. So right now in my bathroom, I have this wood that goes around the bathtub that has just gotten kind of worn and faded and it needs a freshen up. I have a can of beautiful blue navy paint sitting there with a paintbrush, and I have it there as a reminder that this is a way that I'm going to fill back up. And to some of you, that's going to sound crazy, but to some of you, you totally get it, because I'm going to sand it, I'm going to paint it, then I'm going to distress it, and it's going to be beautiful. And every single time I walk in that bathroom, it's going to bring me joy. And so that's, know what brings you joy and fills you back up creatively.
Yeah. And that creativity isn't one size fits all.
No. Right.
And you can have a little space. Like I have a place where I have my paints and my paintbrushes. And so when I get to it, so I have a little place where it's just kind of like an organized mess, where I know that that's where when I get in those creative moods, that I have like supplies there that are just waiting on me.
You know,
so maybe just having a little station available, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I'm just not very crafty. That just, you know, I'm just not. I would hurt somebody if I had a hot glue gun. But you know what? I love to roast vegetables.
Yes.
Like when I want to be creative, I go in the kitchen and I cook something.
Yeah.
And it's usually like roasted vegetables or something like that, which is totally weird, but there's something restorative about it.
It's not. I want to eat those roasted vegetables with you because that makes sense. Yeah. I love to go to the farmer's market because there's music and there's children and there's dogs and there's the smell of food and there's color everywhere.
Flowers.
And that absolutely fills me up.
Yeah. And for me, I want to go to a place where there's as little like external stimulation as possible if I'm tired.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think knowing that difference too, like when I am tired, do I need to turn inward? Do I need less stimulation around me, or do I need more beauty, you know, more outward? And I worked at DaySpring. I still partner with them, a greeting card and gift and book, all kinds of things they do now. But I worked as a writer, and I remember one day we were sitting around a table looking at these magazines, and a designer pointed to this studio that to me looked like I'm in chaos, you know, and said, "I would love to create in a place like that." And I said, "I could never create in a place like that." And she said, "You know why, Holly? Because when you write, you need to turn inward and shut everything out. And when I create, I need to look outward, and everything around me needs to be inspiration."
Yes.
And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. And that was really helpful, because I kind of told myself I wasn't creative. because it looked different than how it did for like the artist I was working with or for a lot of my peers. Mm-hmm. So I think if someone's listening saying, you know, I'm not creative, I think we're all creative. It's just figuring out how.
Yeah. So next week we are going to be talking about gratitude when you have an attitude. So that's super easy. So can't wait to dive into that one.
We want to thank you for listening. It means more than you can imagine. We are growing in our audience and it just excites us. And so if you would have a chance, if you would subscribe to More Than Small Talk, tell a friend. And while you're there in your favorite podcast app, if you would leave a review or a rating, that makes all the difference in the world. And then just hop on over to the Facebook group, More Than Small Talk. We'll be waiting for you there.
And we would love to hear your ideas about clutter or creativity, how to declutter your life or closet or heart, or how to add more beauty or whatever it is. We love hearing from you. So today, I hope felt just like an invitation to take a deep breath and to find a place that you love and something you love to do, even if it's just for 5 minutes. So I hope we can all invest in rest in that way too.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on klrc.com. You can also join us in our Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite app so you won't ever miss an episode.